This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Elections in both Guatemala and Ecuador on Sunday. Guatemalans will elect a new president after a tumultuous campaign, hoping that the country's next leader will provide relief from rising prices and get a handle on crime and corruption. The two candidates offer starkly different paths forward. Former First Lady Sandra Torres is making her third bid for the presidency. Her opponent, Bernardo Arevalo, will the progressive seed movement, rode a wave of popular resentment toward politics as usual to his surprise spot in the runoff. Guatemala is Central America's most populous country and the region's largest economy, but it continues to struggle with widespread poverty. In Ecuador, more than 100,000 police and soldiers have taken up positions to protect people voting in the presidential election there. Many Ecuadorians won't even leave home for Sunday's vote amid unprecedented violence. Candidate Fernando Villavicencio was assassinated August 9th as he left a campaign rally in Quito, which is the capital. Final preparations pretty much set in Mexico and California as they wait for Hurricane Hillary to come ashore on Sunday. It'll be a tropical storm by the time it does, but it's not the wind they're worried about, it's the rain.
We are expecting a rare and dangerous rainfall event with significant flash flooding, river flooding, mudslides and debris flows, as well as the potential for wind damage from strong tropical storm force winds.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Courtney Carpenter. California's governor has declared a state of emergency. The National Hurricane Center also now watching a system that's moving into the Gulf of Mexico. It, too,